saying
it's not a show.
They all sound similar, though, don't they?
They do. I don't know what the show is. What show was this?
Okay, this is Scrabble.
So you say that this is going to be interesting because you're going to think that I'm going to say one person, but well, I'm actually, you think I'm going to say Pat Sajak, but it's actually right. Vanna White.
It's not.
Oh. Then Pat Sajak.
It's not.
Who else is on Wheel of Fortune?
Okay. This is a person who was the original host.
Big Fatty?
Of Wheel of Fortune.
Was it Big Fatty?
No.
Oh.
And also the host of Scrabble.
Why are you buying a vowel? You shouldn't buy a vowel. The original
I also didn't
host,
know this until today.
Is it Chuck Woolery?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
This is a person who was the original host.
Big Fatty?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1904. The BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 12th of May 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm on Big Fatty, you can't even talk. Poor Third Quarter. Hello, Tinkas Damas. Big Fatty, you know, we all know when it's a Tinkas Dam. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Tinkas Damas because, y'all, I didn't sleep with a Tinkas Dam on Sunday night. Y'all, Big Fatty, you never sleep well on Sunday night. It's true, I don't. But I slept especially poorly on this Sunday night. And Big Fatty, if I was going to have some of that wine, what is that stuff called? What is it? You pour it over the ice? I don't remember what it's called. What is it called? It is called, Big Fatty, it doesn't matter. It just gets you a big, yes! Anyway, sangria, that's it. Yes! I didn't. And, y'all, I didn't lay down and take a nippa nap or anything on Sunday. But, y'all, I didn't sleep worth a shit. Not worth a Tinker's Dam on Sunday night. And, y'all, I've just been dragging all day in the coal mine on Monday. Y'all, Larry Clough, of course, he was up there in the New York City! Old Vader. Old Vader was taking Monday and today, too. I say Tuesday off. And, y'all, Larry Clyde's going to take two, I say, Tuesday off also. And, y'all, Big Fatty today is going to El Dentisto, which, as we all know, is Mexican for El Dentisto. And, Monday just kind of drug. It just kind of drug, and I was still tired from the weekend, and, y'all, it's just Big Fatty. It just wasn't a very good day. Ooh, I'm tired, too. And, but anyway, y'all, let's get back into finishing telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see, y'all, I think I only got to Friday, y'all, and I had had some of that sangria on Friday night and slept like a baby. Big Fat, does that mean you pooped the bed? No, I just slept well. And, y'all, Saturday morning I had two announcing gigs on Saturday that I had to take care of. And, y'all, it just took a while to do, and after the first one, I came home and had me a little lunch and put my feet up for a little bit, and then I went and did my second announcing gig, and on the way to that, Granny said, I know you're busy this weekend. Do you want to go out tonight or not? And I said, yes, I need a drink. And so the die was cast. Yes, Big Fatty. And came home from the second announcing dig. Big Fatty gig. And y'all, I had a little supper. had a little supper, and y'all, then I was on that Stick It With A Poke with Gavin, and let's see, who else was on there with us? It was Gavin. Big Fatty always get in trouble when you try to do that. It was Gavin and Jim and me, and Blonde Guy Jay came on, and the Denims came on, and it seems like, oh, and the Haunt Cub was there too. Yes, Big Fatty! And, y'all, we just nitter-nattered and chitter-chattered for a while, and then when that was over, they did the after show, and I listened, but, y'all, I had to get ready to go to the Connections, you know. The Connections is the former... And y'all went out there and got there, and y'all, the whole crowd was there, the whole gang, Durwood and Granny and the rest, Big Fatty. So y'all, we were there, and y'all, Granny and Durwood started doing those damn shots again. Y'all, a cute little bartender, Chris, he was not working that evening. He had to work the door. But he'll be back this coming weekend, and y'all, he doesn't like it when he's not bartending, because he enjoys hanging out with the old farts, Big Fatty, and Durwood and Granny were buying shots, and y'all, I have to say, I'm very thankful that you know, I had told them I can't do the shots anymore, and y'all, they don't even ask me anymore, and I'm really grateful for that. But yeah. They were buying little Chris shots and taking them up to the front door to him. And Big Fatty, it sounds like they're trying to get in his pants. No, I think they just like him. Like I said, it sounds like they're trying to. Anyway, that's about it. Y'all, I came home about 11 p.m. In the evening, and y'all went right to sleep, slept really well, and got up on Sunday and had my breakfast. Y'all, I had country ham. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not. But I had country ham, and I had some grits with it and some red-eye gravy. Red-eye gravy, y'all, is delicious. And read the newspaper and had my coffee, and... what did I do then? Oh, y'all, then I called the Hat Arena and wished her a happy Mother's Day. And y'all, I had gotten an e-letter, during the weekend. Y'all, do you have the Raisin Cane's fried chicken? They do the chicken strips and the crinkle, the skinny crinkle cut French fried potatoes. And y'all, they have a program called the Caniac loyalty program or something like that. And y'all, they said, oh, in honor of Mother's Day, we're going, if you buy it's like they call it the box. It was like French fried potatoes and four chicken strips and a piece of Texas toast and some coleslaw and dipping sauce. If you buy one of those, oh, and it came with a drink. If you bought the box combo, they'd give you one for free. But you had to use it on Mother's Day. So, y'all, about 2 p.m. in the afternoon on Mother's Day, y'all, there's a Raisin Cane's out here near the new Fat Villa. I got in the Ford Escape, and I drove myself right out there, and I got me two of the boxes. A Big Fatty, you're supposed to buy it for your mother. Well, I ate it for her also. Big Fatty. I brought that home, and I had that as a late lunch or an early supper. And y'all, I put the other one in the ice box, and y'all, then I took it into the coal mine, and that was my lunch on Monday in the coal mine. And then Sunday night, y'all, I just piddled around, and a friend of ours that comes out to the Connections, we'll call him Bill, mainly because that's his name, Big Fatty. He came out to the Fat Villa. You know, Granny couldn't be bothered to come out, but Bill came out, and so I gave him the tour and everything, and he was very impressed. Very impressed. And But Big Fatty, you have to go easy on Granny. The poor old thing, she barely can remember where she lives, much less where you live. Well, that's true. But anyway, he came out and we just sat and chitter-chatted for about an hour or so. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And so after that, I went to bed and didn't go to sleep. Big Fatty. So, y'all, I'm going to tell you, Monday night, I am having me some sangria, and I'm going to sleep like a baby. Big Fatty. And, y'all, then, of course, I've got the El Dentisto on, too. I say Tuesday morning, so, y'all, I'm not even going to set the alarm. Big Fatty. Y'all, and my El Dentisto is 5 minutes from the Fat Villain out. 5 minutes. That's it. Anyway, and then I'll head on into the coal mine after that. But anyway, I think that pretty much sums up the weekend. Let me just see here. Yes. Oh, y'all. You know, on yesterday's little show, y'all, you know, I got confused about that Chuck Chapman. Chuck Chapman, I think I get confused on your birthday every year. And you need to write to Big Fatty. Because I always want to make you Boss Boy's husband. But, y'all, that's not Chuck Chapman. So, Chuck Chapman, write to Big Fatty and get him straight on this. But, y'all, Chuck Chapman is not sleeping with Boss Boy. Big Fatty, if he was, you've let the cat out of the bag. Well, okay. But that's Charles is the gay cowboy. Charles is Boss Boy's husband, and his celebration of exiting the birth canal is New Year's Eve. Yes, Big Fatty. So anyway, Chuck Chapman, my deepest apologies. Big Fatty, he's not going to hear you. He's unsubscribed since you fucked it up. Well, you know, it wouldn't be the first time, and it probably won't be the last time. Yes, Big Fatty.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
Chuck Fatty's only seen the sights the girl can see from Brooklyn Heights.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I've gotten an e-letter from that Patty Bacon, and y'all, the subject is cease and desist. Big Fatty! And it says, ole, Big Fatty. Y'all, that's hello backwards. Big Fatty! It's Patty Bacon, Kathy Bacon's identical cousin. I'm exactly 1 week older than her and also straight. Last time I wrote, I told you about how I was reclaiming my original surname, Hash Browns. Well, the barristers from England got on my ass, and for now, I'm back to being the other Miss Bacon. Marsha Clark and Leslie Abramson will be assisting with my appeal. Hopefully, Donna Sugars will be able to give them nice hairdos before our court appearances. Now, let's see if I can make you play three songs during one e-letter. Hopefully you've already played one. Big Fatty, how did she know that? You've already done it. Okay, and then she says, I have a Big Fatty question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Patty Bacon. And Patty says, I heard the announcement that the Folgers Freeze-Dried Crystals Little Fatty program was going to be on the Jerry Lewis Pride 48 telethon. Do you think there's any chance that Larry Veda, that's V-E-D-E-R, will release old episodes of the little show for Pride 48 at night or Pride 48 land? Some of us were too young to listen when the inner tube radio were to the inner tube radio back then. I would love to hear Big Fatty's debut. I'm sure replaying those episodes would come with Daniel Biba criticizing about the audio quality, but I'll look past that to hear you in the golden days of inner tube radio, yours in Crim. Big Fatty, is that like in Crema? I think that that may be a clue. I think that that may be a clue as to what the third piece of music ought to be. Big Fatty, if you play the Crema music, Granny is going to lose his shit. Well, he does that every morning in the turlet anyway. First of all, Patty, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the question. This is an excellent. This is an excellent question. Oh dear Gussie. Well, like a there's your third piece of music, Patty Bacon. Y'all, this is the theme music to the Little Fatty Cast. Yes, Big Fatty, except you usually talked all over it, kind of like we're doing right now. And Patty, y'all, that's chicken fingers from Sunday. Patty, I don't have an answer to you for whether old Veda would be interested in playing old episodes of the Little Fatty Cast. In fact, I don't even know if he has them. And I guarantee you he doesn't have a listing in the iTunes anymore, so he would he'd have to send those to Big Fatty to include in the BFO. Nonetheless, and I'm not even sure if he had any of the episodes. He probably has some of the episodes, but I'm not sure he would have Big Fatty's debut episode. Although this would be an excellent thing to play for like the whole month of June, leading up to Pride 48 that weekend. Y'all, by the way, Pride 48 in June is Father's Day weekend. Big Fatty, you're going to be everybody's daddy that weekend. Well, I was everybody's mother this past weekend, so anyway. But Patty Bacon, I think your identical twin cousin was around when the Little Fatty Cast was on. Big Fatty, because you know she loves her some Veda, and so there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for those questions. It was an excellent question, like I said, and we'll see if old Veda is listening and will give us an answer for that. Y'all, I'm going to make a prediction right now. I think Noah, the guy that's lost an arm and a leg on the dancing, I think he's going to be the one that gets thrown off this week. Yes, Big Patty. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. Y'all, like I said, I'm off to El Dentisto this morning, which we all know is Mexican for this morning. And Big Fatty, just silly. And so there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kid from over there at the DI Positive contestant. And Adam and Daniel were talking about the Wheel of Fortune and the original host Chuck Woolery. Speaking of original hosts, like of the Little Fatty Cash, you know who that was, don't you, Adam?
This is a person who was the original host.
Big Fatty?
No, Big Fatty wasn't an original host. I replaced Larry Klein. He was on there when we were beta.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.